Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Friday afternoon to each and every one of you out there in Stand in the Gap country. On behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us today. And, of course, keep in mind that today is Phone-In Friday. And what that means is that this is the day that you can call in and talk to us, with us. I suppose you could even talk about us if you want, as long as you're talking with us about us and not behind our back, whatever that means. Anyway, we are delighted to have you give us a call if you'd like. Our local number, for those of you in the Philadelphia area, is 610-539-TALK. That is 610-539-8255. Or outside the Philadelphia area, toll free 1-877-667-1180. 1-877-667-1180. And the question that we want to throw out to you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, is simply this. It has to do with the Duggar family and the fact that Josh Duggar, 12, 13 years ago, inappropriately touched a couple of his sisters and maybe even another individual. Well, we do know a family friend who is not a part of the family. And, of course, you've seen this all over the news. Those of you who watch the Fox Network probably either know of or saw the interview that Megyn Kelly had with the Duggar family on Wednesday night, and then how she discussed it with various and sundry people last night, and how tonight she is going to be airing an interview that she had with two of the sisters that'll air this evening. This is all over the place, and you know, the liberals and the media really are saying that the Duggar family is hypocritical now because supposedly, it's true. They know the Lord. They live for the Lord. They love the Lord. And now they have one of their sons, Josh, who did some inappropriate touching with his sisters and another person. So they're calling them hypocrites. Well, you know the whole story out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you've been able to follow that case scenario, I'm sure. The question that we want to throw out to you today is, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? I mean, you know, you can talk about what you think about Megyn Kelly's interview with them. You can talk about what other people are saying about the Duggars. Do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? You know, the fact of the matter is, Sam, so many, 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 many people, every Christian, I might say, has situations in his or her life that they do not want to be put out there on the media. And, you know, when a person comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not made perfect, but they are forgiven in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, the question that I want to ask you goes along with that question that we are throwing out to our listeners here this afternoon, and that is, what about it? Do you think that the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? And then, Dave, I'd like for you to follow that question up by answering, what would the proper biblical approach be to a situation like this that's going on in front of our very faces? Yea, indeed, across the nation. And I've got to say this, men, I feel somewhat hesitant in dealing with it on the program because as a pastor, I have never been one who says that you've got to bring everybody's sin out before the whole flock. The Bible says there are certain things we shouldn't even speak of. But the fact of the matter is, this is out there, and I think we do need to hit it head on. So I'm going to go to you, Sam. Do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal on this event?
Gary, I think I would second what you're saying. This is an issue that is tough but I hope in the course of this program we'll bring some balance to the whole thing. And I think where you're starting is appropriate. My response to that question specifically is this. No, I do not think that the media, generally speaking, is in fact addressing this issue in a, use the word fair, but I would say a fair and or balanced way. And I'll just say this about the reason I think it's they're not is because there seems to be far more, there's an element of glee or happiness, more or less. There's a certain level of satisfaction that too much of secular media has when trying to even point out anything of this type. And of course, so that's one. The purpose for reporting. Why is it an issue? I don't think they've made it really what it is. I think that by and large, there's a great level of hypocrisy that in fact is taking place relative to this issue vis-a-vis other extraordinarily significant issues that are out there that are occurring in people's lives that are on the front pages and so forth. I mean, I think there's a couple things right there. I'll just stop right there, Gary, by saying I think it's hypocritical. I don't think it's balanced. And I think that in real light of it, I think it's very difficult to properly bring perspective to any issue unless it comes through a biblical lens, which allows us to deal with difficult circumstances from beginning to end. I'll just stop right there, and I'm hearing that's what Dave's going to say.
Yeah, and that'll be a good segue to Dave, because Dave, the question to you is, what is the biblical approach to this? And ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to have you participate in this conversation by asking or answering the question, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? The number to call is 1-877-667-1180, or locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. Dave, you know, what is the biblical approach to this? And based upon what Sam said and what you're going to say, Dave, I think we'll be able to dig into this even more as we go into the program. But let's hear what you have to say here before we come to the end of this first segment.
Well, Gary, let me just say this. Obviously, you never want something that occurred in private to come out, you know, publicly. But what's happened is this has come out publicly. You know, I think As I watched the interview with Megyn Kelly the other night, as best I could tell, if the Duggar parents were honest, they laid out a very thorough case for handling a situation like this biblically. Their son came to them, expressed to them what he had done. They dealt with it on a parental level. They then went to the next level and dealt with it with the victims, their daughters, and the other person. Josh issued apologies to everyone involved. And then in order to get help for him, they went to a higher level and got counseling for him, and then took it upon themselves to go to the authorities and make it aware to the authorities. So Gary, you know, I don't know what else they could have done. If they told Megyn Kelly the truth, I don't know anything else they could have done to be as biblical and as thorough as it could possibly be and handle it on every level. The tragedy is now this thing has become public. When legally, all of that information was supposed to be sealed. And that's a whole other issue, I know. But I think they handled it as well as they could from a biblical perspective.
877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. What do you think about the Duggar situation? We will be back with more right after these messages.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing, as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Today, June 5th, 1967, the Six-Day War began. Egypt had 80,000 troops and 900 tanks facing Israel. Jordan and Syria, with Soviet weapons, violently shelled Jerusalem and Israeli villages. Cairo radio announced, "The hour has come in which we shall destroy Israel." In a surprise move, Israeli Air Force destroyed 400 Egyptian planes, courageously drove Syria from the Golan Heights, and captured all of Jerusalem. In a CBS TV interview, Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion stated, "In Israel, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
The disciples, and it seems like a whole lot of other people, wanted to set their agenda for Jesus. The disciples wanted him to go to the crowds. And of course, we know that the crowds wanted to crown him king. Jesus knew his mission. Jesus knew his agenda. He had an agenda that had been laid before him by the Father. He was not going to compromise the Father's plan. You know, the Father has a plan for us to stay focused on His will, and that should be a part of our stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. On behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull. And we're dealing with a subject today that's very difficult to deal with, and that's the case with the Duggar family. And we are inviting you to participate in this particular conversation by asking you the question, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? The number to call is 877-667-1180 or locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. And before we go to the phone lines, I just want to give you all an update on some of this information that I have. And that is that two of Josh Duggar's victims, his sisters Jill Dillard and Jessa Seawald, I guess is the way you pronounce that name, spoke to Megyn Kelly in the second part of her exclusive interview with the Duggar family. And that's going to air tonight on The Kelly File at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The now married sisters tell Kelly in the preview clip that they are horrified by the way their story has been told and retold online and in the media. And Seawald particularly speaks up in her brother's defense. Of course, as we all know, according to a police report posted online by In Touch, by the way, that's not any connection with Charles Stanley In Touch Ministry, by the way. Anyway, Josh Duggar inappropriately touched four of his younger sisters and the family friend who his parents said was a babysitter back in 2002 and 2003. Well, Dillard, one of the sisters, said, and I quote, "We're victims. They can't do this to us," end quote. And she said that in reference to the media attention that is surrounding their story. Seawald went on, that's the other sister, said, quote, "The system that was set up to protect kids, both those who make stupid mistakes or have problems like this in their life, and the ones that are affected by those choices, well, it's greatly failed," end quote. So there's a lot there, you know, developing from this. And again, the question is to you, our listeners out there, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal on this situation? Or you might want to even address something else as it relates to what you've heard about them. We're going to go to Matt in Broomall. Matt, what are your thoughts on this subject, please? Welcome to Stand in the Gap today.
Yeah, it's crazy the way this stuff goes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. I hear it quite well.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's normally I hear, you know, but it didn't. I just want to make sure I got a good connection. It's crazy, Pastor, the way this stuff happens. And as I've experienced in my own life as a Christian, you know, being in the Navy and special ops and everything, 20 years, you have transfers in the military, and you go from one place to another. And I want to make a stand. I decided I got a new set of orders. I was going to an aircraft carrier, USS Eisenhower, 6,000 or so many people in there when you have an air wing. And I decided I'm going to make a stand, and I did. And I was having a good testimony. I was faithful in devotion. But one time, as being a supervisor at one of the shops, we were doing something, and I made a mistake. I said a no-no word for a loose stool. Whenever what? I said, and I bowed my head, and I said, we need to move along. And then I came down to report to watch at Central Control, and somebody in another division, and again, this is a ship with 6,000 or so on when you have an air wing on there. What did you do? What did you do? And I looked at the guy, and I said, you know, I thank the Lord that he's not like you, because if he were, I'd be going to hell. And that God's forgiving, but they didn't want to do that. What we have here is we have the media that's bent on destroying Christianity, and all they want to do is just find things and dig up stuff and character assassinate, because they really don't believe anyway, and they're just on a bent to destroy it. I think of the story when Jesus healed the guy with the withered hand. They looked at him, he said, what shall I do? And he stretched forth his hand, and it was healed, and then they sought to kill him. And humanly, as I read that passage in the New Testament, Jesus was so hurt by that humanly, the very next, you see him going away to alone to pray. And he did, you know, he couldn't win with these people. A guy that wasn't good for anything now could work, and Jesus healed him, and because it didn't fit their template, they went on the attack. And I've seen things where right in front of my church, a little church that I go to in Coatesville, it's a Spanish Baptist church, we've had these bicycle ride things that go right through the city and block off our church. I've taken and actually moved the barricades and go into church. I've told police officers, look, I'm going to church, so what am I supposed to do, not go to church because of this? And they hang on, sir, and then they stand, they move the barricade, and I go to church. Mm-hmm. We've had people from the during this thing in the city, changing their clothes in front of our church, and I got right out of my car and ripped into them like a buzzsaw. And then they tried to tell me, well, what kind of Christian? I said, look, no, don't even try that. I said, would you like us to put up a pulpit in the middle of your bike thing? No. So don't go ahead. Don't go tell people that aren't spiritual. Don't try to tell people that are how to be spiritual. And it's just a travesty, and we should go on the attack, calling the mainstream media for what they are, not justifying what happened, but just, I know it, there's a bias. There's no thinking about it. Anytime there's a chance to destroy a good man with moral character and just ruin Christianity, they're going to go after it. And to that I say, we need to go on the attack and just expose them for what they are and turn this thing around.
Well, you know, I do appreciate that, Matt. And the fact of the matter is, what you're saying is that so many times we find that people who are non-Christian try to tell us how to live. And in doing so, many times they themselves are carrying around a lot of ungodly things in their lives. But, you know, they're hypocritical. They don't see it. They think that we are perfect. They don't realize that we can stumble and fall too, and that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and separated as far from us as the east is from the west. Sure, there's a price to pay, but this idea of bringing it up and talking about it and playing the hypocritical role is not truly honoring to God. Matt, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for calling in. Dave, you were going to say something, I believe.
Well, Gary, I appreciate what Matt had to say. I really do. And I think he's pointing out a very valid point that needs to be made at this moment. And that is this, the hypocrisy on the other side. Now, I'm not in any way minimizing or attempting to minimize what Josh Duggar did. It was wrong. It was inappropriate. But again, as best I can tell, it was handled in an appropriate fashion. But when you compare what Josh Duggar did in the media response to it to what this actress Lena Dunham did, she is very popular right now. She's on a cable TV show. She's done a number of things. But she admits, Gary, to molesting her younger sister when her sister was 1 year old and Lena was 7 years old. Listen to the words that have been used to describe what Lena Dunham did. Critics, or those that are rather not critics, but defenders of Lena Dunham said, quote, her actions were too ambiguous to judge, or, quote, they were just normal childhood development activity. So in other words, here a woman admits to going way beyond what Josh Duggar did as a 7-year-old to her 1-year-old sister. And these are the phrases that are used to describe it. And yet now they're wanting to take Josh Duggar, who did something that was definitely wrong, but they want to take him out and string him up and hang him and deal with it from a totally different perspective. So I think the point Matt was making is a great one. The hypocrisy is quite glaring.
Sam, you know, one of the things, too, that I heard last night is that they are now starting to throw darts at FRC, Tony Perkins. And one of the reporters said that Tony Perkins should have been ashamed of himself in that he had Josh Duggar as a part of his staff. And so now what they are saying is that FRC is totally hypocritical. Your thoughts on that, Sam?
Well, Gary, I think what is happening, it ties in with what Dave was saying, ultimately, and what Matt said, ultimately, there is an attack on biblical standards, and it's a hypocritical approach to it. The world, those who hate God, hate the Bible, also hate the concept of redemption and biblical justice and the fact that there is redemption and all that God works into that. Rather, they repudiate God himself. They do not follow biblical standards. They do not follow, in many cases, even the rule of law. They become law unto themselves. So we have to understand we're dealing with a culture that is not looking fairly at the whole thing and are operating by a double standard. What our perspective is we must lift up the fact that we are all sinful and depraved. And without God's grace, we would all be on our way to hell. But God came to save those very same people, all of us in that boat. And there is redemption. And when things come up, be they of a lesser degree or a greater degree, there is a biblical response for all of them. And every person, regardless of what they've done, if they repent, God can make them whole. That's the greatest story this world's ever heard, Gary. That's how we need to lift up here in this matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Duggar situation, and the question is, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? If you would like to partake in our discussion or with our discussion, you may call 1-877-667-1180 or locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-8255. We will be back with more after these messages.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which established the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. A positive bounce for job numbers last month.
The U.S. economy added 280,000 jobs in May, the largest gain since December. And while the unemployment rate rose to 5.5% from a near seven-year low of 5.4% in April, that was because more people entered the workforce.
Fox Radio's John Decker in Washington. A burial today for Usama Rahim, an alleged terrorist sympathizer shot and killed by police in Boston.
His family expressing shock that Rahim was tied to terrorism and are calling for a full and transparent investigation. Yesterday, the family members were able to view surveillance video of the conflict with police that led to the death of Rahim.
Fox's Molly Line in Boston. Law enforcement agreeing not to release that video to the media or to the public until after Rahim's funeral. His family still asking for a further investigation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people. Didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Working for you. Tri-state area, streaming freedom, shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYN.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr. I'm Gary Dull. And we're talking about a subject that we really don't like talking about because of its very nature, and that, of course, is the idea that a number of years ago, Josh Duggar inappropriately touched some of his sisters and even a third party, and of course, obviously did this inappropriately. It was dealt with from the biblical perspective. It was dealt with legally as far as they knew to deal with it. And consequently, they thought that things were going forward and things were fine. They were about ministry. As you know, the Duggars, of course, have been able to have a very successful television program. As a matter of fact, Josh Duggar himself has been working with the Family Research Council and Tony Perkins. I mean, things were going forward. But what happened is a police chief who decided to retire thought that she wanted to release these records to the public when the records about the Duggar situation should have been kept quiet. And so, you know, she herself actually violated the law, and I suppose she could go to jail on that. And so we're talking about this, not that we want to, but because of the fact that we want to try to bring the biblical perspective in on this. If you would like to participate in answering a question, do you think the media is giving the Duggar family a fair deal? Please call us at 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. And we want to go to John, who's on the line. John, welcome to Stand in the Gap today.
Thank you, Pastor. My comment is to the point. I don't know about the rest of the media. My wife and I were watching Megyn Kelly. She's not necessarily our favorite, but we felt there was an exploitation of these daughters and just flat out right shut it off. We didn't need to see their grief. We didn't need to see what they were bearing. I felt personally that Megyn Kelly was exploiting the situation, and of course that's my own view. Now, we know you had to listen to the program because of the content of this program, so I fully understand that. I wanted to ask Dave a question that went back to a prior discussion this week. Dave, I'm referring to Romans 2:14 and 15. Notwithstanding the Supreme Court justices are Gentiles, I think, except for perhaps one, they do have the law by nature, the things that are required of the law are written in their hearts. That is the premise, the requirements of the law are written in their heart, verse 15, I'm reading King James. Their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them. Well, my wife brought up 1 Timothy 4:1, that in the latter times some will abandon the faith, deceiving spirits, demons, whose consciences have been seared with a hot iron. Now, if these justices come down with a decision, in my opinion, and this is just mine, unfavorably to in endorsing, if they come down endorsing same-sex marriage, it reveals to me that at least for two or three of them, their consciences are, in fact, seared. Do you have any comment on that? And I'm sorry to bring up another subject in the middle of a very important discussion you wanted for today. Thanks for hearing out.
Well, John, thank you for your call. And by the way, we don't mind you bringing this up because Phone In Friday is the only format that you have to ask these questions. And so I think you've touched on an outstanding point. In fact, you went right to the passage I was going to refer to, and that is this. People have a conscience that tells them right from wrong. Conscience is not enough to save someone, but they do have written on their conscience a basic understanding of right and wrong. When someone can do what is happening far too often in our nation's capital and in the public at large, but I'm going to talk in context of Washington, D.C., and specifically the Supreme Court justices. When someone can defiantly, arrogantly issue a ruling contrary to God's law, it does indeed, John, indicate that something's happened in their conscience, something that may have started a long time ago and now is finding its full fruition and full revelation. So, yes, I think if these justices do what they do, they're doing it either because their consciences have been seared, their consciences no longer bother them, or they are potentially, depending on one of the scenarios that we laid out based on what our friend Rob Shank suggested John Roberts may do, they are doing it for pragmatic reasons only. But far too often I fear that what you've stated, John, is accurate. Consciences have been seared, and men no longer see anything, women no longer see anything as wrong because their conscience no longer tells them it's wrong because they have been thoroughly overcome by the wickedness of the age.
John, we want to thank you very much for your call. And, of course, those were two good questions, and we appreciate it very, very much. The phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255 if you want to participate in our discussion today, particularly on the Duggar situation. Sam, you know the Duggars. You know Josh. You also know Josh's involvement with the Family Research Council and Tony Perkins. And like I said before we went into the break, there is at least one reporter and maybe more who are right now focusing and shaking their finger at FRC and saying that Tony Perkins should never have hired Josh. Well, of course, he knew nothing about Josh's background, obviously. He knew nothing about Josh's background on this. But do you see this as an attack really from the pit of hell to do what can be done to not only destroy Christians' lives, but the lives of Christian ministries or the ministries of Christian organizations, Sam?
Gary, 100%. You know, we know that those who oppose truth, they opposed Jesus Christ himself, and they ultimately killed him. And that is how vehement those who oppose absolute truth and God himself will come. They would, if they could kill God himself, they would, as they tried to do there. That's no different in this culture today. There are, if we do not follow the biblical approach to handling things that are wrong, it will, in fact, end up where these things are going, where actually people who are not connected, organizations that have, in a case of RC, standing for moral truth, seek to pull them down because the effort is to yank down the standard. From a secular perspective, if you can eliminate the standard, then anything goes. These people who are pulling these things out and making these accusations, Gary and Dave, if they truly, truly were for the concept of holiness in God's eyes or standards and living impeccable lives of integrity, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. They'd be first looking in the mirror and saying, oh boy, I'd better be careful. Let's come alongside. So I believe that, yes, it is wrong. I think it's a much greater attempt to pull down standards generally, bring a mark on those who call themselves Christians, and ultimately on the person of Christ himself.
Well, you know, I agree with that 100%. And, you know, this family is in turmoil. We need to pray for them. Certainly we need to pray for FRC and other related people and ministries and organizations. It's interesting to note that one of Josh's sisters said this. She said, I think it was Jessa Seawald. She said, and I quote, "We do want to speak up in his defense against people who are calling him a child molester or a pedophile or a rapist. Some people are saying, I'm like, this is overboard and a lie, really. I mean, people get mad at me for saying that, but I can say this because I was one of the victims," end quote. Of course, those are the words of Jessa. And, you know, Dave, you know, this entire scenario makes me sick. And I think that, you know, number one, Josh did what he did. He confessed it, got right with the parents, got right with the Lord, got right with his sisters, got right legally. And now this thing is being thrown around as it is. What can we do to be an encouragement to the family and others who go through things like this?
Well, Gary, number one, I think we need to say what you've just said, what Sam just said, and that is that this process was worked out from beginning to end in a biblical and certainly, as best I can tell, a legal fashion. It was dealt with. And so we need to stand beside those who receive forgiveness and redemption, as Sam said earlier, and help others understand that that kind of redemption and forgiveness is available to them as well. Christianity does not wall up the end of the tunnel. Christianity lets light in even when tragic things have occurred.
Very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, You can participate by calling 1-877-667-1180 or 539-8255. We will be back with more right after this.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500 or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gere with today's Family Update. Some good news in the fight for religious freedom and the sanctity of life in Pennsylvania, the addition of another highly qualified advocate joining the cause. His name is Jeremy Samick, and this month he joined our Independence Law Center legal team to serve alongside our chief counsel, Randall Wenger. This team now brings additional expertise and passion to the battle as they provide policy expertise and pro bono legal help to advance the cause of life and liberty. It is your generous financial support that helps us stand up for truth and justice, and your support today would be most welcomed. And if you think of it, send along a note welcoming Jeremy to the team. You can contribute to Pennsylvania Family Institute, 23 North Front Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family, preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
In Job chapter 1, we're told about a man of great integrity whose name was Job. Consistent in his walk before God, God proclaimed him perfect. Honorable in his life before others, his friends proclaimed him upright. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking, are you like Job? God trusted him so strongly that he challenged the devil to buffet him, even in times of enormous testing when his children were killed, possessions stolen, friends proved themselves unfriendly, and a discouraging wife told him to curse God and die. Job's faith didn't waver. In fact, because his heart was right with God, he could say with full confidence in the face of terrible calamity, naked came I into the world, and naked will I go out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the end, God healed Job, restored twice what he had lost, but only after Job prayed for his friends and thanked God for his trials. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking, can God trust you like he did Job? Will you respond like Job?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And on behalf of Dave and Sam, I'm Gary. And, you know, we are talking about the Duggar situation. And again, I ask you to pray. We ask you to pray for the family and others who are connected to this whole situation, that through it all, God will be glorified and God's grace will be experienced in the lives of those who certainly need it. And, Dave, you know, you've been talking off air about the hypocrisy between, you know, this matter with the Duggars and the way that society is approaching the Bruce Jenner situation, becoming a transgender and changing his name to Caitlin. Even the White House congratulated him for what he did. That's absurd.
Well, Gary, it is, and this is a topic for another discussion as to why the White House would even wade into the middle of that. But let me say this, the hypocrisy is glaring. In John 15, verse 18, Jesus said, "Don't be surprised if the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you." And so we've touched all around this today on the program. The reason that the Duggars are under so much fire is because of their Christian faith. And let me illustrate the hypocrisy and go to the Jenner situation. Here is Bruce Jenner, the poster child for athleticism, the poster child for success. His picture on a box of Wheaties, and I remember that box. In fact, had a box of Wheaties with his picture on it for many, many years. And now he's changed to a transgender who's chosen the name Caitlin. The media has come out in force and praised the quote-unquote change that Bruce, now Caitlyn Jenner, has initiated in their life. So that kind of change to a transgender lifestyle or to a homosexual lifestyle is praised. But look at the hypocrisy. Here is someone, and there are myriad of examples I could give, who wants to leave the homosexual lifestyle, the quote-unquote gay lifestyle, and change to a Christian lifestyle via reparative therapy or any other Christian counseling, and that kind of change is condemned. So, again, the point is this. If you want to become more like Christ, that kind of change is demeaned and criticized and condemned because the world wants none of it. They want to end the expression of our Christian faith. But if you want to change to that which is deplorable, what the Bible calls an abomination, that which is detestable in the eyes of an almighty God, then culture praises that. Gentlemen, the hypocrisy is glaring and needs to be underscored clearly.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the reasons why here at the American Pastors Network, we do everything that we possibly can to live according to truth, to teach according to truth, to bring everything in line with the Word of God. And there is hypocrisy out there. But Sam, as we draw the program to conclusion today, I think you've got some principles that you would like to share with our listeners this afternoon on how something like this can be approached and dealt with. Particularly, we are speaking of the Duggar situation. Why don't you just share with our people here as we bring our program to an end?
Okay, Gary, I would like to do that. These are just four that I jotted down as we're working through this program. First of all, number one, there are ramifications to wrong choices. Choices have consequences, and they can be small or they can be large, but that's a biblical principle. And that is a principle in reality. But number one, that we start there. Number two, punishment for wrong choices must be commensurate. In other words, we don't put to death somebody who steals an apple from somebody's tree. Capital punishment is reserved for those who take somebody else's life. There's a principle of commensurate application for punishment in law, and that's biblical. And that's also legal. That's the way our legal system is set up. So number three, punishment must be just. It has to be as God would do it and dealt within the proper jurisdiction. Meaning, if a child in the home steals a brother's or a sister's comb, he is guilty of stealing before God. But does that matter go before the court? Does that matter go before the church? No, it matters dealt within the home. If something is done within the setting of the church, church can exercise church discipline. Government doesn't step into it, and neither does the family. There's a jurisdictional approach. There are some things that must be dealt with within the realm of civil government and some within the home. And I would say this, because of the nature of it, was properly dealt with in the setting of the home. If it would have been a matter of rape or incest of that type, it would have crossed to the line of civil government, and then civil government would have dealt with it. So I think it's got to be kept in balance there. And then lastly, once it's completed, once a matter is dealt with, and the proper response has been made, then it is to be, the books are to be closed, and you're done with it, and you go on with it. Even, frankly, before the law, there are statutes of limitations that are put in the law for people's wrongdoing. Why is it? So that it's a wrongdoing does not follow one forever in their life and plague them for their entire life. Now, the scar may be there, but you're not held against you in practice. So those are four that I look, and if I'd apply it to this, Gary and Dave, I'd say this matter was in the home. It was not to the level of law by civil government perspective. It was dealt with properly by the victims, by the family. The books were closed. It should be left right there. And should it be brought up and brought into all these other things? No. It's not right lawfully, and it's not right biblically. Let's close it and be done. They dealt with it. Let's focus on the things that are still out there happening that have not been dealt with.
Well, those are great principles, Sam. And ladies and gentlemen, it's rare that we talk about one subject throughout the entire program, but this type of a subject is affecting a Christian brother and sister, a Christian family across the, you know, and many other ones, no doubt, across this nation. There's hypocrisy out there, and we felt as though we just wanted to deal with this from a biblical perspective. Tonight, Megyn Kelly on Fox is going to be interviewing the two sisters on her program called The Kelly File. I'm not going to ask you to watch it or not watch it. That's up to you. But I would ask you to pray for the family. Remember, these girls, Jill and Jessa, believe that they are victims, not necessarily what happened when they were younger relative to Josh, although they understand the ramifications of that. They feel that they are victims of the way that the media is taking this and spinning this and making it look very, very bad on their brother. And, you know, if Jill and Jessa are willing to put this behind them, and if the parents are willing to put this behind them, so should we be. And so we just need to pray for the Duggar family. We always need to bring everything in line with biblical truth, and that's what we attempt to do here on Stand in the Gap today. Well, we want to thank you very much for being with us. The Lord willing, we will be back again on Monday. Until then, on behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, for we know the best. Really, this is true, folks. The best is yet to come. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then
I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.